This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Joy wishes to advise the following program, Hide and Seek, is a show intended for an adult audience. Generally, our discussions are of a sexual nature and may contain coarse language and references to drugs.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Hide and seek.
Sit back and enjoy the ride. And enjoy the ride. And enjoy the ride. And enjoy the ride. And enjoy, and enjoy, and enjoy, and enjoy, and enjoy, and enjoy, and enjoy. And enjoy the ride.
15 years ago, when I was in my mid-20s, I started a night at Three Faces called Boys Night Out. Now, some of you listening may remember it. It was the first ever guys-only night at a club in Melbourne where guys, if they wanted to, could discreetly disappear into a dark place and, well, have fun. It lasted for some 2.5 years. Opening night was something to remember, but for all the wrong reasons. My best friend at the time was also working at the club, and he excitedly offered to help with the setup of the opening night. He worked the bar from the time the doors opened, and at about 2 a.m, when things were starting to quieten down, he knocked off. Now, before leaving, he came up to me, and I was flying, of course, because the night was such a huge success. He threw his arms around me, and he gave me a big kiss on the cheek and squeezed me with his hug. His face glowed, and he seemed as happy as I was. Now, I thanked him, and I gave him a big kiss goodbye. 3 hours later, he was dead. He'd committed suicide. Tomorrow is Suicide Prevention Day, and whilst I've come to accept the decision of my friend that it was his decision to make, I think it's very important for all of us to understand how it is that we may be able to recognise and, if in some way, prevent painful outcomes such that I incurred.
Joining us now on Hide and Seek is CEO of Suicide Prevention Australia, Mr. Ryan McLaughlin. Welcome to Hide and Seek.
Thanks, guys.
Ryan, you say that suicide is Australia's biggest secret killer. What do you mean by that?
Well, I certainly think that when we consider the numbers that are reported, and of course, for many reasons, they're likely to be higher, that 2,200 of our fellow Australians actually will lose their lives to suicide in a year. And then on top of that, 65,000 attempt suicide per year. This is a quite enormous figure when we're actually looking at even just in comparison to road deaths per year. For reasons that are very concerning. It means that people are feeling like they actually can't ask someone for help, and that's quite disturbing. And yes, definitely.
Ryan, you say 2,200 deaths from suicide. Of those, 1,700 of them, that's like most of them, are males.
Well, that's correct, and a lot of that has to do... Well, there's a couple of things we need to take into consideration there, first of all, but it is true that most are male. But first of all, we have to also note that it's more, in terms of the evidence that's before us, that more men are likely to do traumatic means whereas women are more likely to do less traumatic means. So therefore,
you mean men are better at it? Sadly.
I'm not going to agree with that one.
Well, sadly.
No, I'm not going to agree with that. but certainly, it's very difficult for a coroner sometimes to actually basically rule on a suicide. But certainly the evidence before us actually says that there are many more men do take their own lives than women. But saying that, also, we know that more women are likely to also attempt suicide than men.
And in fact, I think more women seem to self-harm than men. Men seem to finish the job off.
That's correct. And I think that, you know, I think that's got a lot to do with the fact that particularly men in Australia and our culture, men don't feel comfortable asking for help. And I certainly think that a lot of our campaigns of recent years, and certainly looking at the recent Senate report into suicide, certainly suggests that we have a very strong culture where we need to actually make boys and men realise that it's okay to ask for help, and that it's actually not a weakness to ask for help. And in many ways, I would actually argue that it's courageous to ask for help, because otherwise, look at what the consequences are to the loved ones around us.
What can you tell us about gay men and lesbians, gay people in general? Because there's a lot of statistics being thrown around that the suicide rates for gay and lesbian people are very high as well, higher than, the average.
Certainly. Definitely. Last year, Suicide Prevention Australia actually did a position statement about GLBT and suicide and self-harm. Now, what is certainly came out of that was very much that in terms of heterosexuals, gay men were certainly higher at attempting suicide, and unfortunately, even what was quite more staggering in that is, in fact, bisexuals were actually more higher than also wow. gay men. But the thing is that what we don't have, and it sort of makes a good sense when we look at it, we don't really have the statistics around actually lives lost to the GLBT community because of suicide. Yes, sure, we see here and anecdotally, but because of perhaps the coding, coronial coding and police coding, but also because a lot of people might not have self-identified at that prior to prior to taking their own life, then we really don't know the suicide rate.
Yeah,
but we certainly do know that there are higher rates of higher rates of attempted suicide amongst GLBT than non-GLBT. I've been very pleased that in the Senate inquiry report that came out on the 24th of June, that one of the things that certainly Suicide Prevention Australia was advocating for, that GLBT be recognised as a high-risk group, like Indigenous and coal communities, and,
yep.
and hopefully what we'll see is the new government actually recognise that recommendation within the report now that the new government has actually formed.
Yeah, and it's interesting, actually, without getting too political, that Bob...
let's do it.
now you've opened the floodgates.
Bob Catter has been saying, one of the independents, that he has his electorate has one of the highest percentages of suicide in Australia, yet he also acknowledges that his electorate does... Well, he says that his electorate does not have any gay people in it. There seems like correlation there.
I think I have to agree with you, but I do think, though, that we would also acknowledge that certainly in the times that we know definitely that because of the difficulties within basically the farming communities, first of all, that generally a lot of farmers that are finding it difficult around, I suppose, new technology, and also around hardship within droughts and that. Certainly, we know that there's evidence to suggest that, that's a high-risk group. And also, of course, there's evidence to suggest that young, unidentified on sexual orientation males are also a high-risk groups within the very communities that Bob Catter actually lives.
Looks
so
after, yeah.
I'm not going to argue with Bob Catter, but I am going to point out the evidence that we have with us.
But I suppose, and you're right, it's hard to tell if people are closeted because they're not going to say and then they're dead, so you're not going to know.
And I think the interesting thing, Ryan McLaughlin, that you said earlier was that bisexual men seem to have a higher rate of, again. Now, if you identify as gay, then you're kind of halfway there. Do you know what I mean? You kind of have already come to terms with the coming out process if you identify as gay. Not that that necessarily...
I suppose we could, though, get into a philosophical argument about the bisexuality and stuff like that too there. But I understand what you're saying in terms of someone actually sort of claiming their sexuality and claiming their identity within that. But that's not to say that within our community, and I'm here going to say the GLBT community, that there's not different aspects of that community that behaviours such as drug behaviour and also alcohol behaviour that are risk activities.
We're speaking with Ryan McLaughlin. I know that, Mr. McLaughlin, you've been well and truly entrenched with the GLBTI NGOs. So we're going to come back and talk to Ryan a little bit more after this. You're with Dean Beck and James Finlay here on Hide and Seek.
Joy 94.9. Feels like I've been waiting for this moment to
arrive, and I know you're here right now. You're on Hide and Seek with Dean Beck and James Finlay, and on the line at the moment we've got the CEO of Suicide Prevention Australia, Mr. Ryan McLaughlin.
Now, Ryan, Dean here, you've been working throughout your working career. You've nominated yourself for various organisations like Bobby Goldsmith Foundation and the AIDS Council of New South Wales. So you have an understanding of what GLBTI issues are, and I'm sure you would also appreciate that when it comes to suicide, those that have gender identity issues within our community are even greater risk of suiciding than gay men.
Absolutely, and I also think that that's got... We also know that where there's prejudice and discrimination, you're going to actually... And obviously that's, about stigma. You're going to actually see an escalation of at-risk, within that. And I suppose that's one of the main reasons why Suicide Prevention Australia's very strongly pushed for, basically, national community campaign on stigma reduction around suicide. But then there's all, within stigma reduction around suicide, there's also those groups that are at risk, like GLBT, that you know that discrimination and prejudice have played a big part in why people do at-risk behaviour.
And I'm sure that if you're a minority within our what we call community, GLBTI community, whether you're Asian or whatever it is, or gender challenged, then you're a minority within a minority and you're discriminated against on top of your discrimination because you're a part of something that is even more fringe.
Absolutely, and also it could be even to some degree it's also about, I suppose, perceived stigma or what you feel inside too, because of what what not only your family but also the groups or the minority groups that you're a part of are also putting on to you.
We're speaking with Ryan McLaughlin, who's the CEO of Suicide Prevention Australia, and tomorrow is Suicide Prevention Day. Ryan, could you tell us what Suicide Prevention Day is all about?
Yes, it's actually International World Suicide Prevention Day. The International Association of Suicide Prevention and the World Health Organization started it in probably around 2004. What it's really to do is to, I suppose, it's a community awareness day where particularly it's about getting the whole of community and whole of government involved, and I suppose addressing those very issues that we need to address, like making sure help seeking and also stigma reduction. for ourselves. It's not yet a national campaign, sort of like World AIDS Day used to be, but what Suicide Prevention Australia does...
I'm glad you said used to be. Go on. Next, not getting political.
I was actually one of the people that used to run World AIDS Day, so I actually know a bit about that.
Whatever happened? Whatever happened to that? Anyway, go on.
Suicide Prevention Australia runs a community forum in one particular city each year. This year it's in Sydney at the Museum of Contemporary Arts, and we've got Quentin McDermott from Four Corners actually emceeing it. But there's people like, like Ruth Pollard from basically the Sydney Morning Herald, and Atari Medcar from the Inspire Foundation.
Professor Patrick McGorry is one of your patrons, I believe.
That's correct.
Australian of the Year.
Sorry?
Australian of the Year.
That's correct. And certainly he's been a great advocate for mental health and suicide prevention. But particularly Pat's been actually a great advocate for stigma reduction. And certainly he will be coming to one of our events at the Sydney Opera House on Saturday night. And certainly that's what I've asked him to, in fact, actually talk about.
Ryan, we'll give out a helpline at the end for those that are feeling personally challenged by suicide. But can you, for those that are like friends of people, like I said in my introduction, how do we recognise when we perhaps could step in, or what are the signs we need to look for?
Sure, look, I think there's some really great, so I'm not even going to try and actually imitate some of the great work that organisations like Sane Australia, Beyond Blue and Lifeline have got around what tips we need to look at. But I would say to anybody that those three organisations on their websites have got some very good, basically, information around what are the tips to look out for, to look after our friends, basically. And also in Suicide Prevention Australia's website, we've also got to Getting Help, which will direct you straight to those websites.
Ryan McLaughlin, CEO of Suicide Prevention Australia, thank you so much for joining us today on Hide and Seek.
Thanks very much, guys.
And for those who are wanting more information or want to talk to someone, they can call Lifeline on 13 11 14 and Men's Line Australia on 1300 78 99 78.
You're with Dean Beck and James Findlay. This is Hide and Seek on Joy 94.9.
Hide and Seek.
It's your show for exploring sex, sexuality and self. On Joy 94.9.
Sponsored by Manhouse. Leather, rubber, lifestyle. Manhouse.com.au. Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.